father claims his son still uses today. But little did anyone know at that point what kind of star they had on their hands. By the time Novak was six, however, someone had an idea of his potential. Jelena Gencic had been teaching a tennis clinic near the family restaurant when she first saw Djokovic. A former Olympic handball bronze medalist before becoming a tennis coach, Gencic had an eye for talent and had coached a pair of Grand Slam winners, Monica Seles and Goran Ivanišević, when they were juniors. She immediately saw how talented Novak was, not just as a six-year-old, but as what she described to his parents as a golden child, who had both drive and determination. Though both of Novak's parents were athletes in their rights, neither were on the level of Gencic. But they agreed to let him be taught, with Serdjan picking up all the other areas of teaching in support of their new tutor. This came at a high price, according to his father, who had just welcomed the family's second child, Marco, into the world, and would later add a third, Jorje, when Novak was nine. Only Novak mattered. All of us, even his family and coaches, were unimportant. Everything was made for him to achieve what he has achieved today, Serdjan Djokovic told Newsweek in a March 2016 interview. Unfortunately for all the family, Marco and Jorje did not have 1% of my enthusiasm, will and power that I gave to Novak. I am sad because of this, because Marco and Jorje could have achieved something great. The problem is Novak took all my energy. I had nothing left. I had no power left. Gencic's teachings, however, went far beyond mere tennis lessons during their time together in his pre-teen years. Novak had already shown an inquisitive, thoughtful side that belied his age. He asked questions incessantly and was eager to please. She opened his mind to utilizing classical music as an internal motivating factor and shared books with him that dealt with life as opposed to just tennis tactics. Her most notable contribution to Djokovic's on-court game was convincing him to use a two-handed backhand, a contrast to the top player in the world at the time, Pete Sampras. Gencic's biggest contribution to Djokovic's life, however, was removing the emotional trauma that came with the NATO bombings that rocked Belgrade and the areas she would try to teach in. Since no area was absolutely free from the potential of being a target, Gencic had to rely on common sense to keep Novak and her other pupils safe, given how a tennis court is readily visible from up high. According to a New York Times interview in 2013, she used to pick sites where NATO had bombed the night before because NATO would not bomb the same place again. For all of Gencic's guidance, however, she also knew there was a limit to how much instruction she could provide Novak on the court. And her selfless moment in sharing that realization with his parents is one of the seminal moments of how Novak Djokovic came to be one of the top tennis players in the world. She told Serdjan and Diana that if Novak was to reach his full potential, he would have to leave Serbia, an area of unrest where having a future could not be guaranteed, let alone chasing the dream of becoming a world-class tennis player. "Pretty much what I know on the court, I owe to her," Djokovic said. "She's the one who developed my game. Whatever she told me, I did. And she kept telling me I had the talent to be number one. I believed her. And I still believe her." But where would he go? Gencic recommended the Niki Pilic Tennis Academy, which was based in Munich, Germany. Still 2 months shy of turning 13, Serdjan and younger brother Marco made the trip with Novak to see Nikola Pilic, who had a very strong tennis pedigree of his own. Nikola Pilic was also of Yugoslav descent, a lean left-hander who lost to Ilina Stasi in the 1973 French Open singles final. He also reached the 1967 Wimbledon semi-finals and the 1973 US Open quarter-finals. Pilic, at one time the top-ranked Yugoslavian tennis player, did have a Grand Slam title to his credit, partnering with Pierre Barthez to win the 1970 US Open doubles championship over Australian greats Rod Laver and Rod Emerson. Pilic also holds the distinction of being the only captain to lead three countries, Germany, Yugoslavia and Croatia, to Davis Cup victories. But there was also a stubborn side to Pilic, who was reported to have an explosive temper during his playing days. He drew a 9-month suspension from his uncle for playing a doubles match in Montreal as opposed to a Davis Cup tie for Yugoslavia.